lọ́wọ́ ayé. Ẹ kà ṣàìlówó máa pọ̀.
Owó bá dé mọ lọ́rùn yọ. Bí ọ̀sìn owó mọ lọ́rùn rẹ̀. Ayé yìí yá lọ. Ayé yìí yá lọ. Ọlù máa nílẹ̀ o.
Ayé yá lọ. Ayé yá lọ.
Ayé yìí yá lọ. Ayé yìí yá lọ.
Olùdáǹdè ayé o.
Ayé yìí yá lọ.
Jọ̀wọ́ máa kọ́ wa láti máa rántí o. Kí la jẹ́, kí la ní, kí la tó, ta ni wá,
ayé yìí yá lọ.
A lọ.
Ayé yìí yá lọ.
A lọ o.
Ọlùmọ̀
nílé o. Bàbá mi máa máa rán wa létí.
Pé
ayé kìí ṣe lẹ́wà. Òkúta ó lọ kọjá.
Ayé yìí yá lọ.
Kí gbogbo ẹlẹ́ṣẹ̀ máa gbohùn rẹ ká lè máa súnmọ́ ọ̀nà.
Ọlùmọ̀ nílé o.
Ayé yá lọ. Ayé yá lọ.
Ayé yá lọ. Ayé yìí yá lọ.
Babaláwo máa
wọ. Ayé yìí yá lọ.
Oníṣègùn máa rọrùn.
Ọlùmọ̀ nílé o.
Pásítọ̀ máa kú. Lèmọ́mù máa rọrùn.
Ayé yìí
yá lọ. Bóyó bóyó máa kú.
I'm Danny.
I'm Michael.
And I'm Grant.
We're Holy Void.
And you're listening to our favorite place to rock,
UMFM 101.5.
So by the light from your window.
to be young, satisfied, squeezing by one more time. But how long do you go on believing things are gonna be all
What's up, everyone? This is Digital Planets on UMFM 101.5. My name is Reem, and I will be your host for the next hour. This is low-key my last hour. This is my last hour for a little while because that was just Mac DeMarco with Vancouver 3. Because I am a traitor and I'm leaving, I'm moving, I'm going to Vancouver because I got into UBC, somewhere that I've really wanted to go since high school. And it finally happened. And it's really weird because I don't feel like I'm leaving. Like, I don't really feel like it. It's been like such a last minute move as well. Because as of right now, I can't say that I am signed on to any lease. I can't say that I have a place, which is a bit concerning, to be fair, because I do leave in about 4 days. But it's okay because it works out. We've applied to like 3 places. I found a roommate. She's great. So yeah, that's kind of what's going on right now. It again was such a last minute move. I had only found a roommate like 2 weeks ago, probably. So again, very last minute, but nevertheless, I'm really excited. I feel sad because I love Winnipeg and it's weird, like, I think that a lot of people can relate when it's like, I want to leave Winnipeg and, like, you're dogging on it, but then it's like, my last summer here, and, like, now I'm just like, or not my last summer here, because I'm probably going to be here, like, next year or next summer for, like, maybe 3 months, maybe 2 months, but nevertheless, like, always complaining about Winnipeg, always wanting to move, but now that I am actually moving, I feel pretty sad about it, just because I love Winnipeg, like, honestly, and I think that Winnipeg is such, like, I've been saying this to a lot of people, and I feel like I've talked and said this sentence so many times, but I think that Winnipeg is what you make of it, and you have to kind of go out and find your crowd, go out and find, I guess, like, your niche, like, low-key, like, just what you're into and your people, and I think that, like, once you find that, Winnipeg is really not that bad, and I think that there's a lot of charm in it. And I also was just, like, I don't know, yesterday I was just busing around, like, downtown doing some errands, and, like, I was just, like, honestly, I would love to show my friends from, like, BC Winnipeg, because I think that, I don't know, one of my friends, shout out to Zara, she came to my lab over the summer, and I've been doing some research with her, and she kind of joined last minute, and she's from Ottawa, and, like, her summer, like, she was like, honestly, like, I really enjoyed Winnipeg, I loved it here, and I was like, wow. And it's great to hear, like, an outsider's perspective of Winnipeg, because I think, like, again, I'm not born here, but I was raised here, and so I feel like I have such a, like, I don't know, I think I have a little bit of a bias when it comes to Winnipeg, because I've just been here for so long, and, like, everything just looks so familiar, and, like, I've seen it a billion million times, because I have, but, like, at the end of the day, I'm still like, oh my god, it's my home, and, like, every single time, like, when I came back from my trip in Toronto, I was just like, oh my god, I'm so glad to be home. When I came back from my trip in Chicago, I was like, oh my god, it's home, and it just feels so comfortable and so familiar, because at the same time, in retrospect, I've spent, like, 19 years here, and seeing everything kind of stay the same, so it's a big change, it's a big move, but nevertheless, I'm super excited, because I love Vancouver. It's, like, my favorite city in the world. You have beach, you have city, like, you have mountains, you have nature, like, it is literally everything that I love all in one place, and it's amazing, so I'm really excited. But I'm sad because I'm not carrying on with my radio show. Hopefully, when I come back, like, in December breaks and stuff like that, I can snag a little just kind of free airtime, because I love doing this and I love being on the radio. It's one of my favorite things. But yeah, anyways, we were listening to some Mac DeMarco. We were also listening to Acetone, Things Are Gonna Be Alright, off of their last album, York Boulevard. And that song, I love it so much. I love Acetone so much. And I don't know. Like, honestly, again, the fact that I don't have any housing at the moment currently, like, you know what I mean? It's like, things are going to be all right. Hopefully, I hope. But yeah, no, Acetone's a really cool band. They have so much different, like, again, I'm a big, like, my radio show, I love, love, love everything. And I think Acetone's really cool because they have, like, a weird, like, I consider them, like, folk rock slash, like, psychedelic. I don't even know. They just, it's an interesting sound because, honestly, like, I also think that some of their albums sound a little different and a little more on leaning towards one side of what they are as, like, multiple genres, if that makes sense. And I think that York Boulevard is definitely more of, like, their folky, country-esque album, although they're definitely an alt-rock band. Like, I don't know, it's weird, but it's also super, super awesome, which is why I really like Acetone. But yeah, they've only had 3 albums, which is honestly, like, it's really criminal, but those 3 albums are amazing. They have a self-titled album, and then they have If Only You Knew. If You Only Knew, and that was their first one. And then I also started off with another kind of similar band called East Village, with Shipwrecked. And East Village they're from England, and they're very, like, indie pop. What else? They're 2 brothers formed, like, in the 1980s, I think. So they're kind of more of an older band, and they had a very, very short-lived, thing. I think that, actually, big shout-out to Numero, because they, re-released their really great album called Dropout. So, yeah, big shout-out to Numero Group. They are big onto that and finding, I guess, like, older stuff, from a long time ago and bringing it back into the light. So big shout out Numero. But yeah, speaking of Vancouver, I'm pretty excited for music in Vancouver. I have recently saw a really good band, and they've been doing a tour, I think, and they've played with actually a couple Winnipeg artists, as of recently. And I saw them at Public Domain, playing with Flush and what is that band? Oh my god. I'll come back and think about it. But nevertheless, Stitch was super, super good. I really, really enjoyed their stuff. They're very, like, I don't know how to describe Stitch. I think they're, like, they're just very noisy, and I really like it. One song that I've really been into from their stuff has been Swallow from Bright and High, their new album that they dropped and are going on tour for right now. But yeah, they're super cool, and I realized that they also, like, kind of know a band that I know, Scarlet Fever, in Vancouver, which is really cool. So, very interesting scene. I'm excited to dive in and get on that. But nevertheless, here is Bright and High on UMFM 101.5. We'll be right back.
Sunny and
All right, so that was just People Always Come Around. Silver Jews, literally the freaking goats, bro. And that's like actually my favorite song ever. It's so sweetie, and it honestly it reminds me a lot of my Sunday sessional, because I just remember the song playing and I was really happy because people were all around. And I don't know, I consider that song a love letter to people, and when I think about love letter to people, I think about love letter to people in Winnipeg and all of my friends. I feel like I'm just so sad because it's like, I have always said this to like everybody, and like, you've probably, if you know me, you've probably heard me say this maybe even one time, but I've always said I wish I had an island so everybody, like, I could have everybody in my life that, like, I guess everybody in one place. I would love to have everybody in my life, like, ever in one place, so then I don't ever have to, like, not see anybody for, like, a long period of time. Although, I think that there's a little bit of flaws in that. As in, I don't know if I can squish in, like, everybody that I've ever known in a week. but, nevertheless, it's, like, I know that it's, like, a trip, like, it's, like, 10 minutes away or 20 minutes away or whatever. Not a plane ride. So, I think that it makes me sad in that sense. But at the same time, it's not like I'm moving so far. And I keep on telling myself, like, it is literally a 2-hour, like, plane ride, not even. It's 2-hour plane ride, like, one way, and Winnipeg is always going to be here. I think that's kind of one thing, is that Winnipeg is always going to be here, and I don't know, but I'm still so sad, because I found, like, honestly, after you, like, graduate high school, and, like, now that you're 18, and, like, you're an adult, I feel like life just gets so much better, and it's crazy, and, like, especially life in Winnipeg gets so much better, because, again, like, I've always been the type of person that I'm like, I need to leave, like, this is such a nothing burger city, and I just want to leave, like, get some freedom, because it's also, like, if I were to move out here, it just kind of doesn't make sense, like, and that's why I think a lot of people that, like, U of M is a commuter school, because everybody lives at home. Because why would I move out in my early 20s when I could just not pay rent and save money? And you know what I mean? It's like, there's really no reason, especially when you're, like, here in Winnipeg, like, living with your family. Like, it's not really a big thing to do here. But at the same time, I really want that independence. And I really wanted to move. Like, even if I come back here in a year, or not a year, I hope not a year, but like 2 years, 3 years, I come back here, at least I can say that, like, I've went away, I've done my own thing, and I came back, you know. But nevertheless, I love so many people in my life, and, like, genuinely, this summer has been such a fun summer because of, like, my friends that I've been seeing recently, like, freaking Alia, bro. And, like, honestly, I love seeing Alia. Like, literally, it's so funny. At some point in the summer, like, whenever, like, you can scroll through our messages and it'll probably just be like, do you want to go out and do this? Hey, do you want to hang out? Hey, do you want to whatever? And it's, like, it's literally the best thing of my life, seeing my friends all the time. And, yeah, especially the friends that I've recently made. Like, I've made so many great friends, and I'm just really grateful. But, anyways, also played Fencing Friendship off of Fencing Wikipedia, because also I love going to shows with my friends. And one thing I also love about Winnipeg is the scene here. The music scene is so good, and it's so underrated. It, like, makes me so sad, because I think that, like, literally, it is so fun to go to shows with friends. It's so fun to go to The Handsome Daughter or Public Domain or Side Stage. Like, it is so much fun. And, like, live music, especially in Winnipeg, has made me appreciate, I don't even know, it just has made me appreciate music in general. And, like, I'm gonna miss seeing so many great shows in Winnipeg, because I love our scene here. Like, I love it so much. I can never get enough, which is always why I'm talking about real love, always why I'm talking about, like, a bunch of different artists, and especially fencing. I think fencing and jamboree are very special to me because fencing, like, was one of the first shows that I had ever seen, actually, in the city. And it was like, okay, I'm finally legal, too. Like, I'm not, like, a freaking jit anymore, too. So I could go to these things. And fencing, I saw at the WEG rooftop with Jaywood, and like both of them were just so great. And it's kind of funny when I tell people that show, they're like, oh, that's like an interesting duo. And it really was, but it was also like the best of my both worlds. Like, I freaking love both of them so much, and they are on two different realms of genres. But again, fencing is so amazing, and it is formed by a group of friends from Winnipeg. Just a friend group, like, literally. And I think that that encapsulates Winnipeg to its T, is also like being friends with people that you've been known forever, you know, and kind of staying in that community. And although sometimes I think that it sucks because I'm like, I think people need to branch out and like, and I don't know, meet other people that are like from across the city. And I think it's so much fun, like, coming out of high school and coming into uni, where it's like you literally get like everybody from around the city and around Manitoba coming to U of M, and it's really fun. And I do really want to see that happen for sure with campus and just in general, because I think that'd be it. I think that's one thing I will say, but I've broken that, like, I broke the seal of that though this summer, and I met so many people that are just so awesome, and like, oh, it just makes me so sad. But again, I'm really excited because there's so many people that I love in Vancouver as well. So I don't know, again, I wish I just had like a whole island to literally have all my friends in and all the people that I love in my life, so then I would never have to like not see them. So that's my dream. That's my one wish. If I got like $1 billion, that's what I would do. I would like make my own island, and then I'd kidnap everybody, and then everybody would be like, whoa, what am I doing? Like, where am I? And I'd be like, guys, surprise! Like, it's me, and it's my island, and you guys are never leaving ever. There's no way out. Yeah, I've thought about that quite a few times, unfortunately. But anyways, I have a couple more songs left. Oh my god, I'm so sad. I'm so sad. And I, like, low-key, like, started tearing up. If you guys could hear it in my voice sometimes, low-key. But anyways, dude, another thing that I'm very excited for, Vancouver, is shows. I'm gonna see Blood Orange a day after my birthday. Like, that is insane, and I'm so excited, although I haven't bought tickets yet. I will. It'll happen. Don't worry, it'll happen. But yeah, I'm so excited for that. Tiffany Day on September 5th, which I still haven't bought tickets for that, and I don't know if I'm gonna go. Hopefully I'll go, but we'll see. What else? There's just so many good concerts. Another one that's like my big three, but I'm really sad because it sold out, and I'm so like, honestly, it's my fault, because here's what happened. So basically, Channel Beads tour this year, going to Vancouver, obviously, playing with Eureka's Bedroom and Horse Vision, three people that I love, three people that I've played on my show heavily. And I was like, oh my God, I low-key need to go to that. That's awesome. I'm so excited. Vancouver's awesome. I love my life. Oh my god. And then I was like looking at Channel Beads' story, and there was, it said sold out, and I was like, oh my god. And in my head I was like, I'll buy my tickets closer too, because, you know, these are some niche people. Like, I don't know, like, Vancouver, like, like, it's niche. Like, I don't think that this is gonna sell out. Like, what? Like, what are you talking about? And lo and behold, it did. And I mean, there's like the resellers, but then it's like, it literally was retailed for $30. The resellers put it on for $135. Like, are you freaking crazy? So I don't know what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna keep a lookout. If anybody like really loves me a lot and wants to give me a great going away station, like UMFM show, like going away, you can buy me the Channel Beats tickets for Vancouver for September 25th, because I'll definitely take it, and I'll be so happy, because also, it's my birthday, and I'm turning 20 on Wednesday, so yeah, that's my little plug. But nevertheless, let me shut up, so you guys can hear the new Channel Beads. It's so freaking good, And so I need to hear it live, and it'll happen. I don't know how, I don't know when, I don't know where, but it'll happen. Okay, here is The Coward Forgets. Okay, we're going to redo that. Here is The Coward Forgets His Nightmare on UMFM 101.5.
somebody with a face I can see on a beat. Can you show me what it's like where you're from? Show me what it's like to have someone to lean on. Highway radio and decisions. Pine trees blowing smoke from my chest, rolling west. In the lakeside moving still at a distance. It's hard to say what I really wanted. Happy distraction, I'm on it. Dodging my eyes, taking time, be honest. 10 years or 10 hours, no difference. Now nothing's the same, my darling.
So that was just Cars, Samba, John Batiste. So good. He actually, did that come out? It came out today. And I literally opened my Spotify and I was like, ooh, I gotta play it because I love anything that Samba brings out. His newest album, +3, is so good. I love it. I love it. Anything he comes out with. And he came out with that album a bit recently. I forgot when, but like as of like the last couple of months, and I have been in love with that. So I was eager and absolutely willing to play one of his new stuff. And then I also played Secco with Bounds because I don't know. I honestly was like, what am I going to play today? Because I just wanted it to encompass kind of what my radio show was and kind of everything that I love. And yeah, I don't know. I didn't know what to play today. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to just make a playlist that literally, again, is just like my show and kind of what I do here, what I've played here. And my music taste, and kind of just like a little goodbye message, because yeah, this is my last episode, but not forever, like definitely not forever. I really hope to come back, during breaks, and like if I'm here during like, summers and stuff like that, I'd love to come back and take up some free air time, because I love doing this. This is so much fun, and like I didn't know I was gonna be doing this either. I literally came into the station not knowing what to expect, to be honest, and I was really nervous too. I remember like I barely said anything. I kind of just like walked around and I was like, I don't know what to say, I don't know what to do. And then I just asked for like a volunteer form, and I was like, yeah, my friend Sabir, and like immediately once I mentioned Sabir, it was like, oh shit, and it was like, okay, like he's status here for real. And I'd like to think that I've become the same way where, hey, come in here and say that you know me, and I think it'll do you some good, I think it'll get you some points. But yeah, no, it's crazy. I don't even know, like, I don't know what to say either. And I don't know if Sabir is going to be here, which kind of makes me really sad because I haven't seen him in so freaking long. And he's like my after, like, you know what I mean? It's like, stay tuned for You Are Here by Sabir. And now I can't even say that. But nevertheless, yeah, I got 2 more songs left. And I mean, Jared did say that I can like take some time, but I don't know, I didn't prepare for that either. So yeah, I might throw in like one more song, maybe, possibly. But yeah, no, I'm scared, but I'm really excited, and I hope to do a lot of things like in Vancouver, because I mean, yeah, I'm sad because it's like obviously I love being here and in the booth and whatnot, but like, there's freaking radio stations in Vancouver, like, definitely. And I mean, CITR is, like, way more, like, I don't know. I think they're, like, very, I don't know. It's not as easy to, like, go and apply for a show, I don't think, unfortunately, because, you know, they just got existing shows already, and they have their own system kind of thing. But I have applied for this thing called Blank Vinyl Project, and it's a really cool initiative. Actually, it is a student-led club for supporting live music, live local music in Vancouver, and it's so cool. It's like literally right up my alley, and I have applied for What am I saying? I have applied for the artist booking coordinator position, which basically means that I go and I find artists for events and stuff, which I think I would be great at. So this is like me like literally talking to directly for them or to them. But no, I would like genuinely love to like explore, and especially because I was saying earlier that I want to explore more of like Vancouver's local scene and like their local music there. I think that like artist booking would be amazing because it would kind of let me like explore more and kind of develop like my own sense of Vancouver's scene while trying to make events. And I was also very much trying to do stuff like that in for UMFM while I was here as well, and it's kind of hard when it's a smaller city, and I mean there's a bunch of different things to compete against, and there's so many different events all the time, and you have to book in advance, and it's just a lot. It's a lot. But no, I'm really excited for real, and yeah. No, there's a lot of big things coming, and yeah, no, I'm so excited. But yeah, anyways, oh my god, I'm so sad, but I'll definitely be back. If they'll have me, I'll be back for real. I'll always be back for real. Because Winnipeg is home, like, literally, I'm gonna, like, and I was saying this to my friends, I'm gonna feel so awkward and weird in Vancouver, because I'm gonna feel like I'm supposed to leave, but I'm not actually gonna leave anytime soon, so it's gonna feel really weird, and I don't know. It's like, shout out to the people that be moving. Shout out to the people that be immigrating even. Like, I cannot imagine, because I'm not even leaving Canada, and I still feel like, oh my god, this is going to be such a weird shift, and especially going from like prairie girl to like freaking like East Coast. It's going to be very interesting. Or West Coast, I mean. I think. Yeah. Anyways. Yeah, oh my god, I'm so sad, but it's been a great summer, and it's been a great, like, about 2 years on here, thanks to UMFM, to Jared and Michael, thanks to everybody who listens, because, I don't know, I always do this thinking that, like, no one's listening, and then people will tell me that they're listening, and I'm like, holy shit, like, and it means a lot. It means the world. Yeah. Got two more songs. One of them is Your Old Droog, with Train Love, which is a really good song. And the backing is, like, it's classic. Everyone will recognize it. But it also reminds me of, like, grade school. Or not grade school. It reminds me of high school, because I listened to the song Lost a lot during high school. And I feel like that was also, like, when I was really getting into hip-hop. So, big shout-out to that. But yeah, oh my god. Yeah, I have two more songs. The last one is one that I haven't played in a while, and I think that it's kind of criminal, seeing as though I've basically taken everything from them, including the name of this show, and I'm really excited, because actually, speaking of, I will be seeing them in Vancouver in October, I believe, and so it's very much a full circle moment, but yeah, this was Digital Planets, 2 p.m. on Fridays, and yeah, I'm out of here, but thanks to everybody who's listened. Yeah, Digital Planets out. Here is Train Love on UMFM 101.5.
shorty, she's so fine. On the New York Transit line. If my game runs off the
track, ladies and gentlemen, you're now listening to the sounds of Wild D. This song's about this one girl. I wonder if I'll ever see her again. I doubt it. Maybe she'll hear this though. She was on the train looking bad as hell. Little mademoiselle. I got off mad enough to yell. Down to smack up, cut and spray something. Cause she gave me the eye and I ain't say nothing. No, I probably won't catch her in that hood again. And now my mind's haunted by what could have been. Could have had a nice life for a kid together. Might eat at me forever. I'm crying for that horse I was eyeing on an iron horse. And didn't speak up, took a giant loss. Could have been my best friend on my BM. True love on the BMT West End. Every single day I hope that she on the train. But my love derailed to no avail. What was she like? Well, I don't know her that well. All I know is she took the L. She took the G. She took the F. And then the D. The N. Her, she even did the B and the J.
Okay.
Went express on the A.
A.
I played the C low. Real local with trips. Only thing better is a 4, 5, and a 6. God damn, she was fine. All the time I press rewind in my mind. Wish she could be mine. Probably the flyest feline I ever saw on the D-line.
She's up there.
The dopest Ethiopian. World moving in slow motion when the door closes and she walks out, never to be seen again. My man, she was higher than a 10.
What?
Bad hoes had me stirred. And the ones that I did talk to with some grade A birds.
What?
Kicked it to them real awkward too. Like I'ma be mad at myself later if I don't talk to you. This ain't even G. You see, sometimes I forget. Off the train at Broadway Lafayette. Chase it down like I got something to sell.
Excuse me, man.
My mom be giving me hell. I took the L. She took the G. She took the F. And then the D. The N. Her, she even did the B and the J.
Okay.
Went express on the A.
A.
I played the C low. Real local with trips. Only thing better is a 4, 5, and a 6. Take me back to my old way. You ever say nothing to a girl and be mad the whole day and the next day? Like, look at the mess I made. Imagine feeling that way for a decade. I'm fucked up, you can thank society. Was crippled by social anxiety. Made me way shy. I would write mad verses, but in person, couldn't even say hi. That's where my life gets rougher. I take the train, same time every day in search of her. Now she's back with her mother. Now I'm realizing that I love her. And I don't even know the bitch. Make me want to throw a fit.
What the fuck?
She's the one that got away. And I'm the one that got away with words. Yet I said shit. Take a cue from me. Try not to catch an L. And don't do E. Gotta get the W. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Queens, 6, 7, the better the sunset. Girls know who we are. No Z's. Make M still take the shuttle on the deuce. On the 4. On the 2. Bumping Skepta. Playing 3 times dope on the scepter. Straight Future on the Martyr out in GA. You know O's rule run the MTA.
Straight up.
Cap. Look like a guy's on a train with one time. You ever been on a train? You know what I mean? Train?
Get it right.
the means, almighty dollar, the green power. Let loose for the hour, I chose the black power. Extra fly joint from mocha to yellow paper. And you know I don't delay. Together with my honey like silk and soul.